So today is Asara Betavis, as is obvious by the coffee not being here, or the tea.
And the groaning stomachs.
So one of the popular questions, perhaps the most important one, is when is it over? We've discussed when is the fast over? I don't just mean the time in terms of the rationale behind it, as well as a question people don't like on the opposite extreme is, how come Asara B'Teves is only one day? Why not Sveika D'Yoma? Why not, just like we keep an extra day of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, because we don't know exactly what day it is, why don't we say the same thing by Asara B'Teves? That's the question most people don't want to find out the answer to, because they're afraid I might have to fast 2 days.
If I chose an answer, I think an obvious answer, in the Ramadan is, Lakula, whatever
it
is.
Right. And it's a similar question, we did finish observing, celebrating Chanukah. So why not 9 days for Chanukah? Al Tzveika D'Yoma. It's the same question, perhaps a different answer, but it's the same question. So why is that so? Why didn't we keep 9 days Chanukah? What about 2 days Purim?
Well, Chanukah probably wouldn't be such a big deal if you had it off by a day, right? Because it's not like there are things you're not allowed to do on Chanukah. You wouldn't be
over and above.
Yeah.
That's right. The only issue, right, I'm saying is,
the worst that could happen is you wouldn't light on a day that
you'd be mavatel a mitzvah asay. Midrabanan,
yeah.
It's definitely even if Chanukah was deraisa, that last day would only be Drabanan anyway. You'd be mevatel a mitzvah asay Drabanan of near Chanukah. Mm-hmm. Right, in terms of severity, and then I guess the worst you could do is eat on Asara B'Teves. That's the worst you could be over. At least you're, as Jeff is pointing out to the general principle, we assume, it's always worse to violate an Aveira B'Kum V'Asay than do a v'shevi al-tasa. It's always worse to actively violate something than mere non-performance. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a less of an avera not to do near Chanukah than it would be, let's say, to eat on Asara B'Teves. Because when is you doing v'kum v'aseh, and when you're doing v'shevi al-tasa. And is that what you're saying?
Well,
I think it was just the same.
Yeah.
That's my understanding of Jeep anyway.
Some portion of that.
Exactly, yeah. And then it gets in, I'm assuming that's the definition of Kum Va'aseh V'Shei V'Altasa. In other words, the Pashtus is it's an action versus an inaction. Mm-hmm. Some say it's defined on how the Torah, or in this case the rabbis, would set up the prohibition. In other words, let's say there's a prohibition, you can't come into the Beis HaMikdash Reikam without a carbon. So that's what I do. Is that a kum va'aseh? Is that a shevi al-tasa? In other words, it's set up, don't come into the Beis HaMikdash without a carbon, but I'm actually walking into the Beis HaMikdash, so that's an action. On the other hand, I'm not doing it. So then maybe that's only shevi al-tasa. That's a discussion. Rav Elchanan has a piece, what exactly is shevi al-tasa? But the pashtus we usually assume is let's say Yesh Koach B'Yachachom and Lakor B'Tor B'Shev Al Tatsa. Let's say the rabbis could tell us not to blow shofar on Shabbos, but they can't tell us that if we have a Mac attack, we could go to have a Big Mac at McDonald's. So that's actively eating the treif hamburger. We assume is being active, not fulfilling shofar is being passive. So right, that would be the difference. So why don't we keep? Let's start off with Chanukah and work ourselves up or down. So why not keep 9 days of Chanukah?
Okay, Matthew. I gave a different answer from Jeff, I think. So I think it's a different answer.
No, he didn't. He gave an answer to a different question.
Oh, okay.
Jeff was just saying there's a difference between near Chanukah and Asara B'Teves. He wasn't answering why 9 days.
Oh,
or I believe he wasn't anyway.
Because else is everything at once, just the Rabbanan.
Right, you want to say right?
Everything theory. Go for it.
Yeah. Theory of everything. So I presume you're still going to give a critique of my onset some stage.
So the pashtus, one would think the question doesn't get off, as Jeff is alluding to. You.
Okay.
We have a, because we know we have a general principle, Safek Rabbanan Lakula, Safek Daraisa Lachumra, Dao regarding a biblical is strict. So the biblical holidays, we need to keep a Sveik of the Yoma. But the rabbinical holidays, we go with the principle of Savik Rabbanan Lakula, and that's the end of my shir then. There's nothing more to talk about. We might as well move on to another topic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's Safek Rabbanan Lakula. And that's it. One would think that's the end of the discussion.
Yeah,
but fortunately or unfortunately, there's more to it. Not, we see from, we'll see from different answers that we don't necessarily assume that way. That one would have, based on the general principle, would say, and that's the simple answer, and I'm not saying it's not right, but some say it's the subject of Rabbanan Lakula, end of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Others point out it's not that simple. Because why? Because they, cause we find, why isn't that simple? Because we find, we don't always say Safek Drabbanan Lakula. We find exceptions to the rule. Sometimes on a Din Drabbanan, we don't say we go Lakula. Why won't we? So, there's a famous Ran in Arvei Psachim, which we discussed many times in a different context. Maybe when I start talking about the context, you'll remember it. The Gemara in, I think, Daf Kuf Ches in Psachim talks about, we know, well, Torah talks about the mitzvah of matzah, and the rabbis tell us about the mitzvah of dalet kosis, the four cups of wine. So the Gemara has a discussion about when you have to recline, when you don't have to recline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So obviously, if you took the lenient view, you wouldn't recline at all.
Right.
You wouldn't drink at all.
Right. So the Gemara says matzah needs reclining.
Yeah.
Mara doesn't need reclining. The Gemara says, what about dalet kosis? So the Gemara has two opinions, I think, in the name of Rav Nachman or some rabbi. So one opinion is the first two cups you have, it's in the, sitting in the name of the same person. One thing in the name, what's called Rav Nachman, for argument's sake. Some students say in the name of Rav Nachman the first two cups. Other students say the last two cups. So the Gemara says, a very strange line at the end of the Gemara, since we don't know, Aydi va'aydi bay haseba. Since we don't know, let's recline on all four. So the Ran in Arvei Psachim, that's the famous Kasha. What are you talking about? Last I checked, four cups are only Drabbanan. Reclining is probably only Drabbanan as well. So we're talking about a mitzvah Drabbanan. What about Jeff's principle? Safek Drabbanan Lakula, a doubt regarding a rabbinical lenient. So why does the Gemara say you have to recline? So the first answer of the Ran, which he doesn't like so much, but he says anyway, but the Mishnah Berurah likes it, is, you know what, you're right, really, we always say Safek Drabbanan Lakula when it's a big tircha, when something difficult and it's going to be a big dray to do. But what's the big deal? Okay, so you have to recline. So to recline, I'm drinking the four cups anyway, so you tell me I have to lean a little bit to the left, is that a big deal? So he's saying a big, you don't necessarily apply Safek Drabbanan Lakula on something which is a milsa, something which doesn't take much effort. So that's the first answer to Ran. And if that's true, there'd be then a lot of times we wouldn't say Safek Drabbanan Lakula. But the second answer to the Ran is the main answer, is definitely in terms of giving a shir and lumdis. He says he has a very, very important principle, and when we don't say Safek Drabbanan Lakula. What do you mean Safek Drabbanan Lakula? He says we can't pick, we have no reason to pick the first two cups over the last two. They're equally the same. I can't find a lot. I mean, Gemara gives a logical reason why for each one, so they have for it to wash. I can't come up with the reason why the first two are more important than the last two. So I can't say, I can't pick the first over the last two, he says. So then what's my other choice? Get rid of all of them then. So I'll say like this, when it comes to the first two cups, I'll say, Safek Drabbanan Lakula, I'm not going to recline. And then it gets to my last two cups, I'll say, Safek Drabbanan Lakula, I'm not going to recline. In essence, what have you done? You have oker the mitzvah stable agamre. You have uprooted the mitzvah of reclining. And therefore, we know that's definitely wrong. So it's what the Ran says. You can't say Safek Drabbanan Lakula in a case of tarte desastre, in a case where what you're doing is going to be an open contradiction, because everyone agrees you have to recline. The question is, which two of the four cups? If you're going to apply the principle of Safek Drabbanan Lakula, you'll end up with no reclining. So any time you apply the principle Safek Rabbanu Kula, and you kind of come out with the wrong answer, so obviously we can't follow Safek Rabbanu Kula. We're being okay the mitzvah completely.
There's one part about that that's always bugged me. It's the whole idea. First of all, we know that you only have to recline, that you have to recline, and that you, but it only needs two.
Right.
So, and there's an equal argument for either. So you could literally pick two. I mean, you have family traditions. People stand for Kiddush. People sit for Kiddush. Why not just have a family tradition? We lean for the first two. We lean for the last two, and have it go that way.
No, right. But that's a different. Cause that's a different child. Here it's a suffix in the Gemara about which one you recline. Here,
yeah.
Kiddush. In other words, here we're talking about a din d'rabbanan. Whether you stand the sifra kiddush, that's just a minig. That's a different shaila.
Yeah, but why can it turn into a minig as to which two you use? Because it's saying kiddush you have to do. The minig is standing or sitting. So why not leaning for two is you have to do?
But
and the minig is we do the
but
first.
But it's different
because
it's different standing, sitting for kiddush. Everyone agrees. Even if let's say your minig is to stand and you sit, everyone agrees you yotzei kiddush. There's no mach. Everyone agrees the mitzvah of kiddush you have. But if by reclining, if you're supposed to recline the first thing you don't, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. In other words, it's a different question.
I think one is a minig, the other is a
takana. One's a takana d'rabbanan, one's a minig. And also within minhagim, there are different types of minhagim.
But you've always got what to hold by if you only lean on two.
No, because we don't know. Because halacha, no. Because
you said they have arguments for both.
I know, but that's our argument in the Gemara. That's when we come to halacha. In other words, you can have different sheets in the Gemara. It doesn't mean we're passing like any. Mm-hmm. In other words, every sheet in the Gemara that I can do whatever X. You know, I'm saying is you have stuff which is totally against halacha today. Even though let's say in Rav Yossi's town they used to eat chicken and milk together. Is that okay? So let me help my minhag is eat chicken and milk.
Mm-hmm.
So. Obviously, there was a time before it was widespread custom today that we don't eat anymore. And it was always the widespread, but in Rav Yosef Glili's town, it was fine. That was his opinion. I'm saying is, but today, we don't have a choice of following Rav Yosef. Maybe if you were a descendant and you, whatever, I'm saying, but as a general rule, I can't say, well, since it's an opinion in the Gemara that says this, you know, if it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Machaber brings down, yesh omrim that you don't, then obviously it'll be post kumul say, then it's ready by hanhaga. I'm not saying it's a wrong opinion, I'm saying it's, in terms of practice, it's not a choice for us anymore. You can't take an opinion in Gemara, which isn't codified in the post kum or Shulchan Aruch, and say, well, there's an opinion like that, I mean, that's the reform movement, the conservative movement, that's a separate issue. But I'm just saying it's a general question, what's considered. What's the difference between a minig and a takana? When is something, but that's a separate chair. But here, the bottom line is, so therefore they say like this, we can't apply suffix drabbanan lakula to Chanukah. You know why? Because we'll end up with 7 days of Chanukah. When it comes to the first day, I'll say suffix drabbanan lakula. When it comes to the last day, I'll say suffix drabbanan lakula. I'll be left with 7 days of Chanukah. And we know there's 8 days of Chanukah. So some say that's why we can't apply it in a case where it's going to be a tarte de sastre, where it's going to come out to the wrong conclusion, we don't apply sabbat to rabban and lakula. That's what some suggest.
Well, some things that we really know which is the correct date for Hanukkah, and in any case the witnesses by the 25th of the month would have solved any doubt.
Yes, some...
So they've given two reasons why we don't have to. It's not a genuine suffix for Hanukkah.
No, that's something else. And So you're asking, you're just answering Bizman Hazeh versus Bizman Hagah. I wasn't actually focusing on today per se, right?
Yes.
The Minchas Chidach is going to make that distinction you make. But I'm just saying, we weren't asking when I said today, I didn't mean actually specifically today.
Okay, yes.
But right, but I was going to get to that distinction anyway. But let's assume Bizman and Makayash Al Pi Ara'iyah, you agree that would have been, you're just arguing about Bizman Hazeh.
Okay.
Right. And in fact, that's what the Minchas Chidach does make that distinction. He writes, Bizman, the two different distinctions you make, there's Bizman Hazeh, when we don't really have a Sveika Diyom, practice a Sveika Diyom, even though we have a calendar and we know exactly when Chanukah is, or we, even though we know when Pesach is, but we practice based on the Sveika Diyom, Minag Avoseh B'Yadechem, Yom Tov Sheni, you know, we'll do as a Minag, versus, that. But as opposed to the Bizman HaGabara, there's the real suffix.
The Minhag for sure.
Yes.
Because we
it's not a Minhag. In fact, the Rambam discusses Shavuos.
Yes.
He says that's what some want to say also by Hanukkah, because the Rambam says by Shavuos, even though no matter what, all you had to do is count 50 days,
yes.
But you wanted to keep the uniformity, not to confuse you. You know, Shavuos will be one day, but Pesach, and we don't need it, so to keep the Rambam right himself. The reason why Shavuos, we keep the second day Shavuos, is to keep the uniformity, not to confuse people when you add an extra day, when you don't. But, right, strictly speaking, we can always count, obviously, in terms of Kabbalah, mystics, you can find in terms of why we keep as important to be Yom Tov Sheni anyway, but in terms of straight halacha, that we would make logically, there should be a Sveika de Yoma by Shavuos, because all you have to do is count, you count 50, you know, the count of 50.
But you're counting from a date that was determined, that was indeterminate.
No, but even by then, the assumption...
Well, you mean they can correct it and make it 49 or 51 days to fix it?
No.
You see, because you start with the second day of Pesach, and the day that the Pesach is determined, again, it's when you're outside, it could be off.
Let me say, when you start counting the Omer, you know which was the real first day of Pesach.
You do?
I think so. Isn't that right? 15th of the month already, it's...
But that's Hanukkah is the 25th of the month.
The indeterminate part is taken care of by the second day of Yom Tov.
You see.
So you start the count on the second day.
No, but I'm saying is, let's assume you know. Let's say you knew the day, but then you'll know for sure if you have to keep the second day or not by then, whether you kept the right day.
Sometimes you'd have to keep it, and sometimes you wouldn't.
I'm saying the Rambam doesn't go into it, but I understand what you're saying. I assume he means by then you know, wouldn't be a fake of the Yoma. You know, if you're keeping it out, you know it because you have to keep it.
Right.
That's what I assume he means.
No, that makes sense.
Right. So it would be a tarte disaster. So the Minchas Chinuch makes a distinction. He has a tremendous chiddush, the Minchas Chinuch. He has many tremendous chiddushim on fast days. But what he says, like he says, he claims to the two, there's a Bizman HaGemara, a real Sveika de Yoma. Bizman HaGemara is not a suffix anymore. We know the day, it's just a minute. So he says, perhaps, when do we say Sveika de Yoma? So he wants to say, when do we do a Sveika de Yoma? On a yontif which is deraisa today, so we'll do a sveika de yoma, like pace. But on Chanukah was only drabanan, so it depends. If it was a real sveika de yoma, then it's also we're going to keep the 9 days of Chanukah. But a case where today we don't really have a sveika de yoma, we really know the date, except that the minig is just to keep. We go by not by Chanukah per se, but let's say by other yom tov, even though we know the date. Let's say today is manazeh. Even though we have a calendar, we still keep an extra day Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. But he says, perhaps that's only on a din d'araisa, on a yontif d'araisa, then we'll machma even bizman hazeh to go with the extra day. But on a pure din d'rabbanan that we really know the day anymore, that you wouldn't have to keep. So he says, bizman ha-gemara, he claims, bizman when they were makayash al-pi ha-re'iyah, they kept 9 days of Chanukah. He says, bizman hazeh, we don't count it because it's not really a sveik of the yoma. And since it's a pure din d'rabbanan, we're not going to be strict like Pesach and Sukkot. But he says, the mheira yibana beis hamikdash, when we're going to go back to kiddush al pi ha're'iyah, we're going to go back and continue to observe 9 days of Chanukah. So he says something you can't prove. He's saying, well,
it's a Purim, I suppose.
But I didn't discuss Purim. But I'm saying is right now I'm on Chanukah. But I'm saying that the Minchas Chinuch came, you're right, we did keep 9 days of Chanukah. Right now we're not because we have a calendar, it's not really a suffix, and we're not going to be machmor on a pure din d'rabbanan, but mehera yibana beis hamikdash, we're going to keep 9 days.
Yes.
So the Minchas Chinuch answers Kasha is, we did keep 9 days, and we're going to keep 9 days in the future.
And I guess the rationale for the Minchas Chinuch being mechalek between what happened to Gemara, you know, if you didn't have Gemara differently or not, is this, that in the case of Talmud Gemara, we genuinely, so that's an opposite, we genuinely don't know.
I know.
She might get completely wrong.
Everyone, yeah.
Ourselves.
That's true, everyone agrees, but everyone agrees to that.
His Kiddush is he
takes the principle and applies it L'maisa to Chanukah. Everyone else knows that, you know, no one else claims he kept Chanukah 9 days. That's not a Kiddush. Everyone knows that Bizman HaZeh, we know the date.
We're doing it
out of Minhag Avoseh.
At the time of the, you know, that didn't have witnesses.
Right.
what's...
No, the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch is he applies it. The simple pshat is even Bizvan HaGemara, when it was a real suffix, Chanuk is Drabbanan, so we never suffix Drabbanan Lekula, we didn't keep, and we only kept 8 days.
You see, I'm suggesting to that effect, why isn't the Minchas Chinuch obvious? If we genuinely don't know the date, they're genuinely witnesses, then we can't do suffix because then it's a tatra, what's it called, a tatra, the sasra, you know, because we don't know genuinely which was the 25th to the 26th day. You know, well, by then we will.
That's part of the discussion. Some claim by the 25th of Kislev we know the day. Others claim it's a Metzias issue. Others say no, but there are different parts of Chutzlart that still don't know it. Exactly. Today we have email in other ways, but I'm saying some claim even in Eretz Yisrael they knew, but in parts of Chutzlart even at the 25th they didn't know.
Okay.
But that's just the Metzias question. I'm saying the Minchas Chinuch. What I'm saying is everyone agrees to this fact that Bizman said it's not, we really know what the date is, we just keep it out minute. The Gemara is a real suffix. That's not, the question is, does that matter with halacha or not? Do we make a distinction in terms of keeping an extra day? The Minchas Chinuch finishes that we would be keeping 9 days Chanukah.
Yeah,
we did and we will. If today is not a real, others say, that the Minchas Chinuch, well, the 25th already knew,
yes.
It doesn't make a distinction, and we never kept 9 days Chanukah, we never will.
Why not 10 days?
Yeah, what do you mean, 10?
Why not a doubt on the day before and the day after?
I know, but that'd be the same by Pesach and Sukkot.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay, you know,
so why not?
You mean why was that never a doubt? Like the Minchas Chinuch question.
Why are we only dealing with the possible error of one day? It seems to me you could make an error on each end of the holiday.
But nice. So what we're assuming is when you keep the 15th, you're saying maybe it's really the 14th. You're starting early. That's in other words, your first day is you're taking the day where let's say Pesach on the 15th day, right? So you're starting on the 15th, which might be the suffix 14, suffix 15. That's why we're keeping the second day. We're picking the day which might be the early day.
The 15th is when it's supposed to happen.
Right.
And you could be out by a day. Couldn't you have missed the first day?
No, right. So I'm saying that's why we...
On the 14th?
Right. That's what we keep Yom Tov Sheni. In other words, so maybe Yom Tov Sheni is the 15th, and that's why we're keeping the second day. That's why we do two Siddurim, or we do Yom Tov Sheni exactly midrabanan misafik the same way we keep everything the second day the same way we kept the first day. That we're assuming the first day is maybe was the 14th, and it's therefore for sure the second day would be the 15th. And either the first day is the 15th and we're doing it, and the second day is the 16th, or no, the first day is only the 14th, and now we have to keep the second day because maybe today is the real day. That's what we're doing. They're picking that date already. That's what Yom Tov Sheni is. We're not sure. Maybe yesterday really wasn't the day.
I understand the concept. I guess I'm just missing something here in my head. I'll have to think that one through.
Yeah, but that's why. So therefore, that's what the Minchas Chinuch writes, that they really did keep. It's not a kasha. The kasha is an answer. We did keep 9 days Chanukah. They will. B'mheiru yibana beisim. We're going to keep 9 days. So today isn't a real suffix. We already know the calendar. It's on a Yom Tov of Pesach. So whatever, we go l'chumra anyway. And they said Yom Tov Sheni.
Mm-hmm.
But on Chanukah, they didn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we'll have to continue with Purim and then Asar B'Tevis then tomorrow, in terms of keeping the extra day.
We have tomorrow to do that.